Psalm 57. To the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a miktam of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. Selah. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts. The children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory, awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. David has been forced to flee from Saul and is hiding in a cave. Yet his prayer in this psalm testifies that God is his cave. In you my soul takes refuge. David has taken refuge in a solitary cave, and yet there his mind is brought to rest on the deeper truth that God is his true refuge. In the darkness of that moment, his heart takes solace in God. And how specifically is David comforting himself? In the glorification of God. He states twice, once in the middle and once at the end of the psalm, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." The placement and repetition of these two statements makes clear that this is the major thrust of this psalm. This is David's deepest desire in this dark moment, the exaltation of God. In the midst of difficulty, the Holy Spirit delights to bring us into this settled place of contentment. As long as God is exalted, all is well. As long as he is known and lifted up and honored, my own welfare need not worry me too much. Of course, the great consolation of the gospel and the message of the whole Bible is that God delights to glorify himself in the deliverance of his people. The two activities are one. This is why David begins this psalm by asking for personal mercy, but ends it by asking for divine glory. In the cross of Christ, we see this supremely, where Jesus is lifted up on the cross, physically lifted up, yes, but more deeply, lifted up in the sense of being glorified and honored. And in that lifting up, gracious deliverance for sinners is achieved.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000. Enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.